one of those types that can just pick up an instrument and play it a little bit?
I guess so, because they didn't like immediately take it away from me. So I think so.
Remember this lady? She's back.
I also have a solo project. You know, I've released a few solo albums, and I've been writing music, basically all throughout the years. And there were always a couple of songs in there that I felt like, this is very stream of passion-ish, you know, like. So I will leave them there.
I'm Nick Janik, and Christelle Tanza and I are excited to talk to Marcella Bovio on an extended edition of Sonic Onslaught.
We got some English at school, but we also picked up a lot from watching English spoken TV. So like we watched a lot of Disney Channel and a lot of Mickey Mouse Club, and we would put subtitles on it. And we picked up a lot of stuff from there. Yeah.
Hold on, you snail mailed it?
I snail mailed it. Yeah, I don't know why I did that.
That's a really good question.
I don't know why I did. We had internet. There was internet back then.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell?
It might have been that I trust the Mexican postal services more than the internet.
Spoken like a future technologist?
On July 23rd at 2 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central European Summertime, we'll be talking to the Stream of Passion vocalist on an extended Sonic Onslaught.
When I worked with Arjen for the first album, he would come up with the music and I would write melodies, but I would always write the melodies first and then the lyrics after.
Mm.
So that you're stuck with this melody that you want to do and then this lyric idea that you want to sort of like fit in, and that can be very annoying. Maybe like emotional range, because I wasn't a very good singer back then. You know, I think it was just, I had some sort of intuition and I got away with things.
We can't wait to dive into her extended career, and we hope you'll join us on the 23rd of July at hkcradio.com.
If you're enjoying yourself doing anything, do you have to be phenomenal at it?
For some reason, I've always been a perfectionist, you know, ever since I've been very little. So if I start doing something, I want it to be brilliant. Whatever it is.
Well, now as a result of possibly that mentality and amongst others, you're the front woman with the violin.